Listen while you list. BMRN. BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, the show that always gets an acceptance scan. Now here's your host, Scan Master, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. You know, it's one thing to achieve that top-rated seller status that everyone wants. It's another thing to maintain it, and here now with seven keys for doing so is Claudine Bushnell. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller, a lion queen. All one word, and that's A-L-I-O-N queen, not like a lion queen, like that queen lies. It's a lion queen, like the Lion King. I hope I made that clear.
Or Leon queen, it's not that.
Or a Leon queen. Mm-hmm. Claudine, what's the first key to keeping yourself top rated?
Well, hi, Griff. Hi, Lee. Thanks for having me on your show.
Our pleasure.
Obviously, to follow, you know, eBay's best practices, offering returns, keeping up with the changes, for example, the spring seller update that just came out, they took away restocking fees. So I've already implemented that into my sales. And you know, fortunately, I have an item that doesn't have a whole lot of returns, and so I can absorb that cost.
Beautiful
so
jewelry.
Best practices.
Navajo jewelry and stuff. Yeah. I know this seller.
Yeah, vintage Native American jewelry. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't have a whole lot of returns. I have very great customers that will ask me questions or are familiar with my store. So it's a good niche.
So your first tip is to follow eBay best practices.
Oh, absolutely.
What's the second key?
The second key is treat your customers great. Awesome customer service. The best thing about selling online is that if somebody, you know, comes at you and they're angry, you don't have to respond to them right away. It can take a few minutes to calm down and then just say, you know, of course you're right. I'm sorry you're disappointed. I'm sorry this wasn't what you expected. So how can I make it better for you? And, that usually diffuses people if they're, disappointed and angry with what they've received. I don't get a whole lot of that, but you know, when it happens, it takes you by surprise. So just offering excellent customer service. In my return policy, I write that I cheerfully accept returns for any reason. And because I know that as a buyer, too, on eBay, I've bought things I've needed to return, unfortunately. And, you know, people don't always have the best attitude when it comes to returns. But if you can put that into your selling strategy and then live it, too, say, you know, thank you. I'm happy to accept the return and let me make it easy for you. People know that they can trust you and they come back and buy from you again.
We're speaking with Claudine Bushnell. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller, a lion queen, A-L-I-O-N queen, all one word. Go look up her stuff. It's fantastic.
And you're probably buying some Navajo jewelry, right?
You know that I am skimming through this.
You're my demographic, Lee.
Claudine, I know you. I know I am.
I'm
the original boho gal here.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I love. That's my style. I love this stuff. So we've talked about following eBay best practices and treating your customers right and allowing returns. What Claudine is here today to talk about is not only do we talk about achieving top-rated seller status on eBay, but she's helping us keep it, okay, keep your status. And Griff lost his once. People lose them once in a while.
Yeah, I've lost mine twice.
But you've always said it was your own fault.
Yeah, I'm responsible for my own business, and mm-hmm. if I mess up occasionally, I don't blame anyone but me.
So Claudine,
I think I came close maybe once. Since I've had it, I haven't lost it, but there was a time when it seemed like I might. But that was years ago. They've really simplified what it takes to be a top-rated seller nowadays. And, you know, basically, have what you sell, don't run out of stock. And then also get things out in a timely manner. And those are both fairly easy to do if you keep track of your inventory.
That's your fourth step, isn't it?
That is my next step, yes. Yeah, so as soon as I bring things home from a purchasing day, I immediately put it into my spreadsheet and my inventory and then keep it in a place where I know, you know, I have things that need to be photographed, things that have been photographed that need to be listed, and then things that have been listed. And, you know, those are broken up by size and weight. And my goal is to be able to locate anything I've sold.
Hello? Claudine?
Oh.
We lost Claudine.
Oh, dear.
Well, maybe she'll either get us back or Donna will call her again. Yeah, you did lose. What did you lose yours for? I forgot what it was.
Well, both times it was late shipping. So it's always been, that's been my issue. You know, I didn't pay attention to a sale that was made. And then a day later, I noticed, oh, I made a sale. Now, admittedly, my mind, you know, I'm pretty occupied with other stuff. It's no excuse. It's still my life, my business. So
yeah, I remember you left a package by the door once and forgot to take it to the post office.
Oh, I did that the other day.
Yeah.
So I had to rush back and get it.
Exactly.
I'm scatterbrained, but whose fault is that? It's not eBay's fault.
No, it's not. And it's not the
post. Although I suppose I can
fault.
Make a case that working here for 22 years will scatter your brains, but I'm not going to.
Claudine is back with us. Claudine, thank you.
Heavens.
I don't know what happened. You phoned.
I don't know. The cold has dropped. Just when I'm getting warmed up, right?
Just when you're well, you sound fantastic. Don't worry about being warmed up. You're doing great. So we've talked about, in order to keep your top-rated status, you feel you need to follow the eBay best practices, treat your customers right, allow returns, and organize your inventory. What's the fifth key toward keeping your status?
Well, I use eBay labels, and that's very easy. I can't imagine not using them, but that makes it nice because they, you know, print right from my what needs to be shipped status, and then the tracking is uploaded right away, so I don't have to worry about you know, my tracking not being there. eBay can see it and that I've shipped on time, and then also the customer can see it too, and they're happy.
What do you do
to
avoid what happened to Griff that time where he left his package at home, forgot to take it to the post office? Do you have a system?
I go to the post office every day. And even on Saturdays, I was cut off when he was talking about that, so I don't really know the details. But I'm fortunate to have a post office within a couple of miles of my house, and I have my P.O. box for my business there too. So that's just one of the things I need to do every day for my business is make a trip to the post office.
So because you go every day, Griff, that would keep you from forgetting the package.
Well, I bring mine into work every day.
Oh, because you mail it from work. That's right.
I mail them from work, and that's actually the safest thing, and easiest.
Sure.
But if I don't bring the package, the other day I made the biggest mistake, Claudine. I remembered to bring the package, and then I put it in the mailbox here at eBay. And luckily, someone knew which mailbox they picked it up from, one of the mailroom workers, because I forgot to print the label and put it on the box.
If I've done that too.
What do they say about the shoe repair guys? Kids don't, you know, they have holes in their shoes.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, Grim tells us all what to do. Yes. So tell us about, eBay labels. Tell us about your sixth key.
That would be to describe the details very well. And I'm going to mix up, put the sixth key and the seventh key together because they're kind of the same. Description and photographs. So describe it very well, including any flaws, you know, especially if I've purchased something that I didn't realize had flaws, and then I bring it home and look at it, or even more, when I photograph it, you can often see things when you photograph them easier than you can see them in real life. And so, you know, that's just something that I have to live with, and so describe that because I want to avoid those returns in the future and then price it accordingly. So describe it really well. I use measurements and weight. I put a quarter or some other easily recognizable object into my pictures so that people can gauge the size, because when you're taking pictures of jewelry up close, sometimes it's hard to tell, you know, the real size of it. And you don't want those kinds of surprises. You don't want somebody to open a package and see something small that they thought was going to be huge.
Yeah.
Any bonus tips for us today?
Bonus tips. Let's see.
Where do you find your beautiful jewelry? Do you go to Indian reservations or pawn shops or What do you do?
Pawn shops, thrift shops, yard sales, stuff like that. I travel out into the Southwest. Well, I guess I am kind of the Southwest, but I travel into Arizona and New Mexico a couple times a year also. Just kind of everywhere.
She only sells the good stuff, Griff.
Well, that's important.
Mm-hmm. There's there's less expensive turquoise that a lot of people wear. I have some pieces that are cheap.
You do?
Oh yeah, I have some turquoise rings for $35. Oh.
But well, you need to trade up.
But she's got like, you know, special important pieces here. Everything. When you look at her stuff.
And that's like my bonus tip, loving what you do. I love Native American jewelry and I always have. And so when I started just specializing selling this, it's a pleasure for me to start working every day. It's a pleasure for me to go out sourcing for my product. I have to stop myself when my family gets home to make dinner and converse with them because I really just can't wait to get back on my computer and list what I found so that I can go out and buy more and then list it again.
Yeah.
It's all beautiful.
It is.
Well, thank you so much.
And I think you're going to make a sale.
I'm not sure today. I'm looking.
Okay. Be sure and use the best offer option because I'll make you a good deal.
Hint, 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 hint.
No.
This is the what I love about Claudine is she's focused on making sales. She'll do anything to make a sale. That's the business person I just, near and dear to my heart.
Oh my gosh, Navajo sterling silver coral and turquoise earrings.
Now we've lost her. It's over. Claudine, you're going to do just fine, even with one customer. This segment was brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Up next, free return. Stay tuned for more eBay Radio.
It's enough to make you crazy. Each and every listing has to be professional, which includes looking good on smartphones and tablets. And those listings need to go up fast. That's why you need Crazy Lister. Crazy Lister lets you create professional, mobile-optimized listings quickly and easily, so you can list more, sell more, up to 73% more, in fact. Choose from over 100 designer templates or create your own from scratch. Drag and drop your way to a professional, mobile-optimized eBay listing in mere minutes. There's no software to download, no coding skills needed. So join the more than 40,000 eBay sellers who've already used Crazy Lister to list more than 5 million items. They're listing like crazy, and you can too. Sign up for Crazy Lister today and get 1 month free with promo code eBay Radio, all one word. That's Crazy Lister for professional, mobile-optimized listings in minutes at crazylister.com.
When it comes to keeping up with eBay and online marketplace news, you've got to consider the source. That's why you should be reading TameBay. You can trust TameBay to know what's moving and shaking in the world of e-commerce, both close to home and around the globe. It's must-read news for eBay sellers. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson serve up the real dish with an eye to serving real-life sellers who want to grow and improve their businesses on eBay and online. Chris is an eBay seller himself, and Dan helped found eBay UK. Plus, TameBay offers more than just news. Their free seller resources include ebooks, videos, and the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers, including eBay Radio. For up-to-date e-commerce news worldwide, turn to TameBay at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
You've sold it. The buyers paid for it. Now you've got to ship it. Not to worry, because you've got Endesha. Endesha lets you process orders, purchase postage, and print shipping labels super efficiently so you can get back to selling and growing your business. To that end, with Endesha, you can brand labels with your logo or message. To help you meet eBay's on-time shipping requirement, Endesha automatically posts back tracking numbers so you and your buyers can check on packages en route, note acceptance scans, and watch for timely delivery. Endesha grows with your business too, from Endesha Premium and Endesha for Mac to Endesha Professional. They all have access to discounts on postage from major carriers, saving you money as well as time. Try Indicia for free with a 30-day trial at Indicia.com.